Now from the local newsroom.
State Supreme Court backs up same-sex marriage licenses, and Mayor of Mesilla likes the Oregon Mountain.
This is Jack Nixon with today's top stories on KGRT 104.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has upheld the same-sex marriage licenses issued first in Doñana County and then across the state. County Clerk Lynn Ellen says that it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, I feel a sense of vindication, but I mean that presumes I had some kind of vendetta, which I didn't have. But it's nice to know that my legal judgment was confirmed by the state's highest court.
The mayor of Mesilla is the latest to weigh in on the possible designation of the Oregon Mountains as a national monument. Nora Barraza thinks it'll protect history.
Billy the Kid was actually tried in the town of Mesilla. He was tried and found guilty here, and of course he escaped.
One of the objections to the project has been the threat to limit access to game hunters. Barraza says that won't happen under the current proposal.
Oh, absolutely. A couple of trips that I've taken out, you can see the deer out there, the antelope, such a variety of wildlife out there.
Earl Nissen has filed a lawsuit against the NMSU Regents, claiming he was wrongfully fired from his job at the Doña Community College. Nissen thinks the school retaliated against him for bringing the problems at the community college nursing program to light. The school denies the allegations and says they don't think Nissen qualified for protection as a whistleblower. City councilors meet January 6th in closed session to discuss pending litigation regarding the lawsuit with the Texaco Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. They'll also discuss real estate matters related to the Philippou Group's mortgage debt to the city. I'm Jack Nixon reporting for Great Country, KGRT 104.
Now from the local newsroom.
Investigation underway in North Valley death, and city councilors say no changes needed on spaceport tax.
This is Jack Nixon with today's top stories on KGRT 104.
The home invasion on New Year's Day that left one man dead is a complicated story that has yet to be unraveled. District Attorney Mark DeAntonio said a thorough investigation will ensue.
After a complete and thorough investigation, they'll report to me, and that's when I'll make any further decision of any further charges. There are a lot of moving parts in this case. There are analysis still to be made. We have some blood, we have some physical evidence, we have statements of different witnesses. When all that comes together, and like I said, I have great confidence that the sheriff's office, in conjunction with the state police, will make the proper findings, and I'm confident that at the end of the day, when the investigation is done, we'll have the right answer.
The deceased, Sal Garces, was found dead by police after they answered a call of a home invasion in the North Valley. Garces' mother called our radio studios to say there's more to the story that has been revealed.
I want to let you all know that Joe Thor has called my boys to go over there.
The grieving mother defended her son on the air.
The examiner told me multiple objects were used on him. There was multiple people. So when all this ends up, everybody's going to look stupid, including the police department.
District Attorney DeAntonio explained the elements of the state law that permit you to defend yourself in such a situation.
Basically, was there an appearance of immediate danger? Was the homeowner, in this case, put in fear of apparent injury or death or great bodily harm? The third factor is, would a reasonable person in his situation feel that they were under some sort of threat? Now, what's really important to understand, folks, is that when you respond in self-defense, you have to respond with reasonable force.
Las Cruces City Councilors added their voice to those of the Sierra and Doñana County Commissions in opposing any change to the spaceport sales tax educational distribution. They voted unanimously to oppose any changes that have been discussed by Albuquerque state lawmakers. City Councilor Miguel Silva explained why this came up.
So my concern was if it was a local, the spaceport pretty much is, I always understand, so it was a regional initiative, then it should be continue to be a regional initiative, including the initial precepts that those fundings would go towards education within, I believe it's Doñana and Sierra County.
Governor Susana Martinez announced her plans for the next fiscal year budget. It calls for significant investments in educational reform and a commitment to tackling pressing economic issues head on. She wants to expand the health services, improve water infrastructure as well, and enact reform in higher education, and also redo the state's tax codes. I'm Jack Nixon reporting for Great Country, KGRT 104.